you're a sociology professor in Madison there, and Asian studies. Are those normally studies that are linked, or is this just happens to be your specialty?
It happens to be my specialty. The University of Wisconsin actually receives federal grants to be a specializing campus in various parts of the world. So we get federal grants to be national resource institutes in Ibero-American studies, African studies, South Asian studies, Southeast Asian studies, Central European studies. And each of these means that there are a number of faculty on the campus, and probably more important, a number of people who teach the languages, so that students who want to become specialists in these areas can come and take graduate training and learn the languages of the area. They founded the Center for South Asia in 1961, so Wisconsin has been receiving substantial federal money since then. It's about $250,000 a year to teach rarely taught South Asian languages and have special faculty. So if people do want to specialize, they can come to Madison, Wisconsin for their training. That probably is the major reason I was selected to come to Madison. I have a PhD in sociology from Harvard, and I was teaching at Oberlin College, but Madison wanted to have a sociologist who was also a South Asianist. So I was flown here to talk to the people, and I found it very exciting, the notion that I could be teaching sociology and also have as colleagues people who could teach Sanskrit and Tamil and Telugu and Kannada and Malayalam and be specialists in Hindu philosophy and so on. It was just too great an opportunity. So I came here in 61 and have been very, very happy here. It's sort of an ideal job in a great location, and it's been very fulfilling.
Does this mean that you speak those languages, or at least some of them, yourself?
I speak some of them, but nowhere near all of them. Our department teaches probably 13 or 14 languages. The university teaches over 60 languages when you get into African languages. The languages that I can make do with, which means I could probably order a cup of tea with, include Farsi, which is Persian, because I was born in Iran. My parents are missionaries, and so I was a two-language speaker as a kid. I could flip from Farsi to English. Then in school, I learned French, Latin, and Greek. Then I went to India. I was in South India, so I learned some Tamil, a Dravidian language. Then I decided I would specialize in India generally, and Hindi is the most widely spoken language, so then I studied Hindi. During my PhD training, I went with my wife and two kids. We lived in a tent in a village in North India where Hindi was the language everybody else spoke. So my Hindi became pretty good. We were there for 2 years. And then after I came to the University of Wisconsin, there was a chance to take a group of grad students to Nepal and do some research. So I studied enough Nepali so that I could be something of a translator. So that sort of is the spread, but I wouldn't say I speak them all. I certainly couldn't teach them all, but I can maneuver in all of them.